Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business. And I want to reintroduce you to a friend of mine. We were realizing before we started recording that she hasn't been on the show since December of 2012, which I can't believe. So I want to reintroduce you to my friend Jan Merchandani. She is the principal and creative engine behind Marketing Cafe. Jan is an award-winning website designer, specializing in online marketing strategy and implementation for small and mid-sized businesses, as well as nonprofits. Jan marries her 20-plus, we won't say how many plus, Jan, years of marketing experience with the technical expertise to execute online marketing strategies in the real world, which is where it really matters. Her industry expertise spans the financial sector, human resources, and executive recruiting, as well as nonprofits. She is a frequent speaker to business groups on leveraging social media and inbound marketing. She's a board member of the Advertising Club of Westchester and has previously served on the board of AAUW New York State. Marketing Cafe is a certified woman-owned business. And I can also tell you that Jan and I sometimes speak together, and this coming May 1st, at the State University of New York Westchester campus, there is a conference for entrepreneurs called the Grow Conference, and Jan and I are the social media speakers there. So we're going to be helping a bunch of entrepreneurs in Westchester, New York, build their businesses. Right, Jan?
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It should be a double session.
It'll be great. So today we're going to talk a little bit about websites. I'll tell everyone, when I started as a web designer, Jan has been a web designer for a long time, but when someone comes to me with a big web project, not a simple, you know, 5-10 page website, you know, professional services, when it's a big website, I go to Jan. Okay. So that tells you something. Jan is my go-to person for big web design. So, and I already know this about you, that you like WordPress. I like WordPress. I talk about it on the podcast a lot. And we both tend to arrow business owners towards WordPress. So why don't you tell people a little bit about what WordPress is and why you think it's good for business owners to use as their platform?
Yeah, we love WordPress. WordPress actually started as a blogging platform back in 2003, but it's really quickly grown to one of the most popular content management systems available. And that's really why we love it is it's a content management system is really any way that a business owner or an executive can organize their content for their website and get in and make changes without having to mess around with the code. And that's really key for people because they don't necessarily feel comfortable getting into HTML and you know, looking at all that sort of foreign languagey sort of stuff. But a content management system, which WordPress is, really lets them get in. They can add pages to their website. They can change stuff that's already on their website. And that's really important for them to be able to continue to leverage their website to market their business.
It is important. I've spoken with a lot of business owners over the years who, you know, have these tales of lament, you know, and woe in dealing with their web designers, the firm or the individual, you know, depending.
Right.
And because they wanted to change a word here.
Right.
Or they wanted to change an image, you know.
Right.
What to you and I know that these are very simple things to do. But some web designers will hold people hostage over stuff like that, or they've got bigger things going on and they don't want to stop and spend a half an hour or what is literally probably only 10 minutes worth of work, but it might take them a half an hour to sort through all their files and find your stuff so that they can change it. And they don't want to stop a bigger project that they're working on to make that one change for you. And that's why WordPress is so fabulous for small business owners, because you can go in and make those kinds of changes. You can tell us what the special of the month is.
Right,
you can change somebody's, this employee's no longer with you. You have, or they've been promoted. They have a new title.
Yep.
You can make those little changes yourself so easily. But here's another thing people say, is they think of WordPress as a blogging platform.
Right.
And they'll say to you, but I want a real website. I don't want a blog. What would you tell them?
Well, you know, I kind of laugh because blog has you know, people sometimes think of, you know, the Paris Hiltons of the world and, you know, and a blog in that sense. And what I really encourage our clients to think about is, you know, a blog is really just a way of organizing timely content. So, you know, you use the example of when an employee gets promoted, or maybe you've got a new product or service that you're launching, something like that, or just information that you want to share with your readers. A blog is the perfect vehicle for something like that, because it allows you to organize, to add content that's not necessarily sort of static content. In other words, you know, the About Us is sort of the classic example of a static page. It's background about your company, doesn't really change over time too much. You know, you might tweak it a little bit, but it's still going to stay in its current form. A promotion, on the other hand, it's timely this month, but next month you might have other news that's going to supersede it. You don't want to get rid of the article about the promotion, but you want to be able to add something new. And that's exactly what blog posts allow you to do. And you can categorize them so that you can have, you know, news about your company as one category. You can have news about your industry as another category, so that it's really easy for your readers to navigate and to find the content that's of interest for them.
So there's probably an infinite amount of stuff that people could put on their website, and WordPress is going to help them add more content than a static website would, because they're not going to need a designer after everything is already set and working for them necessarily, right, if they're tech savvy.
Right. Well, you don't even really have to be tech savvy. I mean, a good developer is going to work with you so that even if you have, you know, you were asking about like a real website, anything that you can do with a quote unquote real website, you can do with WordPress. You can create custom templates. We're working on a project now with a client where, you know, we're integrating third party apps so that it happens to be a vacation rental, so that people can go on her WordPress website, interact with her content, her slideshows, her videos, and still book reservations. That's being done through a third-party app. The other thing that's nice about it is, you know, as you're saying, is you can add content. You know, you want to be able to edit it easily without being a tech wizard, but at the same time, that content needs to be organized well, so as your site grows, it's still easy to navigate. And that's a problem with any static website, no matter whether you're making the changes or a developer is making the changes. If you don't have the infrastructure to absorb that information easily, you know, your readers come and they're looking at a menu with, you know, 15 or 20 different pages on it, and that's just, you know, that's just over 1 year's time or 2 years' time.
Exactly. So you had mentioned, I can't remember if you called them widgets or plugins. There's certain, you know, jargon surrounding WordPress. And I want to make sure people have an understanding of what some of that means, since you brought it up. So you had mentioned that in this one particular instance, someone has a calendar that they're taking bookings for a piece of real estate. Yep. What are some of the other kinds of functionality that website owners might want that WordPress can accommodate?
Oh my goodness, it really is almost unlimited. Some of the ones that we use frequently is, well, one of the most popular ones that we really include in any project is what's called an SEO plugin. And what that allows our clients to do is, as they add this new content, it gives them an opportunity to tell the search engines specifically what that article is about, and that helps them get found by their prospective customers. So if they're talking about red widgets, you know, they can focus those keywords, tell the search engine specifically, this article is really about red widgets, and they can even really drill down beyond that. That's one that we do frequently. You can add a calendar if you are a frequent speaker, or you, you know, have different workshops that maybe you're running. You can add a calendar so that people can go on your website. They can see when the next workshop is. They can maybe register and pay online for that workshop.
Paying online is an important thing. You can, there are ways that you can take payment through your website, through WordPress.
We've done multiple shops online. We have a couple of clients that have products that they sell, and you can have that whole interface built it right into your WordPress website.
Or you can do membership sites.
Membership sites, yeah. Exactly. Slideshows are another. WordPress, really, even without any additional plugins, is really great to be able to add photos and galleries. But there's a whole myriad of plugins that let you add it in the way that really you want, whether it's a carousel of rotating images, however you want to design it and have it look on your website, you can do it that way.
Yeah, present your gallery of projects or work or your portfolio for people that use those kind of things. I've also found, because I work with realtors, and there are plugins that allow them to have their own individual website beyond the brokerage firm that they might work for. And there are plugins that allow them to pull in listings.
Yeah.
The MIS, I'm not sure that they're called MIS anymore. I think there's a new word, there's a new engine for it now.
Right.
But anyway, the multiple listing services, there are plugins that allow you to pull that kind of stuff in. So it almost doesn't matter what industry you're in. Someone somewhere has developed the plugin, which is literally, imagine, you have this map that represents your website, and you can plug in, push that pin in any given place and get some functionality out of it. Someone somewhere has developed a plugin to give you what you need.
Yeah. And if by some chance it doesn't exist, you can create it. And that's the great thing about WordPress, is you're not buying software. This is all open source. So there's no licensing fees, which blows people away, because how am I not paying for this?
Yeah, that's true.
You can hire somebody to develop exactly the plugin to do exactly the thing that you need it to do.
Right. And that's not to say that there are some plugins that are free.
Right.
And there are some plugins that you have to purchase.
Right.
Which is understandable. Somebody went to the trouble to develop something that's going to provide you, a service or a function that you want. And a lot of times it's a one-time fee, and you buy it, you plug it in, and you use it.
Right.
Sometimes, like with the MLS I was talking about, a lot of them are a monthly fee to provide
You. You're right, because those are also, it's not just the plugin, it's the subscription to that service that you're really paying for.
Yes.
You're right. But plugins too, I think the most, we've ever paid for any one plugin, is maybe $100.
Yeah, these aren't
huge investments typically that you're making. But, you're right. Some of them, when you think about the value that you're getting for that price, it's insane.
Right. And $100 is expensive. I don't think I've ever bought a $100 plugin.
Yeah, we were living high in the hog for that one.
That's a really, that's a high-end plugin if you have to spend $100 for it. And that's a one-time purchase. So this is not...
Right.
That I say this all the time, it's not rocket science.
Right.
And there are things out there that will definitely handle whatever kind of functionality you want your website to have for whatever industry you happen to be in.
Right.
So let's give people some more information. Let's say we've just sold them on WordPress. They absolutely have to have WordPress. What are some things they need to be concerned about? What are some rules of thumb or caveats, things to look for as they start heading down this road?
Well, one of the things that they want to understand, and this is really key, is they want to understand the difference between a self-hosted WordPress application and a hosted WordPress application, because it's an important difference. Self-hosted means you have your own domain. You have iKaylin.com or whatever your URL is. You have that living on servers, that you are paying for. So you're self-hosted. That means you're really independent. You're not restricted in any way by the WordPress servers. Conversely, if you are hosted through WordPress.com, it's free to host it, but then you get iKaylin.wordpress.com.
Right.
They have that in there. So it looks a little you know, a little less professional. It's clearly not something that, you know, that you're paying for, which, you know, might make a difference for how you're being perceived. And then also, if you are being hosted on WordPress.com, there are some limitations. There's some plugins that you can't use. You can't tweak the themes the way you can when you're self-hosted. Because the difference is, when you're self-hosted, you take all those files and the database and everything, all of the information that makes up your WordPress account, and you have it. It's yours, and you have access to all of that. When you're hosted on WordPress, you don't. You really only have access to your information, your photos, your copy, whatever you're writing, your videos, those kinds of things. So that's really an important difference. And I do encourage people to go with a self-hosted. It just, you know, it offers you a lot more. So that's really the first thing to be aware of. And then they also want to be aware of this. Oh, I mean, when I say thousands of free themes that they can select from, and the theme is basically, you know, what does it look like? What does the page layout look like? What's the colors? What are the fonts? Those kinds of things. And not all themes are created equal. You want to make sure that not only does the sample look good, but what's your content going to look like as you start to add it? Because it may have more bells and whistles in the example, but you don't really need all of those bells and whistles. So yours sort of looks empty as you start to add your own content. And then some are just made, you know, the code isn't as clean, and there's other technical issues that, you know, for the average person, it might not necessarily, they might not even notice it, but you do want to make sure that you're getting a theme from a reputable source.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because I've run across themes, you know, they look beautiful when you're looking at a demo.
Right.
And then when you get your hands on it, it's way too complicated.
Right.
Or it won't do all the things that you thought it would unless you go buy additional modules or plugins,
right,
or stuff like that. So, right, yeah, there are some things to worry about. You've brought up another point, actually, in this explanation that I know confuses people. And it's the WordPress.com versus WordPress.org. So why don't you explain, you know, the difference between those two? Because you've mentioned if I hosted at WordPress, I would be iKaylin.wordpress.com.
Right.
But now people are going to get a little confused between the two.
Well, the WordPress.com, it confuses me. I always have to kind of stop and think about it, because it's actually the inverse of what you might think that it would be.
Right.
The .com is the hosted version. It's the free, you're on their servers. And that .com is what confuses me, because .com is usually a business, mm-hmm, URL. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's actually the free URL that you're getting when you're hosting on their servers. The .org is the open source information. They have what's called a codex. And again, I apologize for the jargon, but the codex is basically, a lot of people are kind of familiar with a wiki page or Wikipedia. The codex is very similar. It's all of the information about using and building a WordPress website. And that's really all it is. You can get the WordPress files. You can download your free version of WordPress from WordPress.org. If you have a question about anything WordPress related, you can go on the WordPress.org and you can search it. And it has a forum of users. And there, people will, I'm constantly blown away with how generous people are with their time and their expertise. And I'm sure you've had the same experience where you're like, you know, there's got to be a way to do this. I can't figure it out. I'm going to go to the Oracle
and I'm going to get
the answer. And sure enough, you go and either somebody's already asked it and somebody else has answered it, or you post the question and somebody, you know, gives you suggestions about how to tackle it. And that's what the .org is.
Right. So the way I describe it to people is WordPress is like a framework. It's a structure.
Right.
Like if you were building a building, it's all those, the I-beams, you know, it's the steel and the wood, and it's creating the structure, and the structure is the same for everybody. And that's what you can get over at WordPress.org. They let you have all that,
right,
for free, and it's pretty extensive, but that's what you're getting.
Right.
And then the theme is the skin that you're putting on the outside of that structure. And at literally at the click of a mouse, you can change that skin. It's like playing a video game.
Yeah.
You know? You can decide, oh, I want it to be pink today. I want it to be blue tomorrow. You can just change the way it looks by changing that skin.
Right.
That's what a theme is. It's
And you can almost think about it. You've given me, you know, this idea of sort of anybody who's ever built IKEA furniture.
Right.
You know, you have the IKEA, you know, file cabinet, but the door selection that the framework, you know, the WordPress.com, the files and everything, the database is the framework for your file cabinet. But what you choose for the door, what the front of it looks like, is the door that you select when you go to IKEA. You know, you can have the blue one or the laminate one or, you know, whatever other one you want. And then you can change those out.
Right, exactly. And it's very easy to change them out. But just because you can change them doesn't mean your information will be represented in the same way, because the themes are, they're all going to be unique to an extent, and your content, it doesn't go anywhere. Your content doesn't go away. You don't lose it because you say, I want to see what this theme looks like, and you click a button. So don't panic if you do that on your own website, but your information will be shown in a different way.
Right.
Theme by theme. So,
The menu might look differently. Right. The sidebar might go from the right side to the left side. You know, the image and the header might change, you know, all of those things. And so, it's kind of fun when you know, if you're a geek like I am. You can go in and like you say, you just change. You know, if you think about, I don't know if anybody else has a Wii or an Xbox, and you go in and you start to create your character. I mean, my kids will play for an hour just doing that, and I'm kind of the same way.
Right, putting the character together. For people who have never played video, and I'm not a huge video game player, but, you know, I've watched my kids do it, but you get to create your character before you walk through the world of this video game, and you have lots of choices. It's a little bit of the Chinese menu, one from column A and two from column B, and, you know, you can sort of put it all together. So Jan and I would be able to talk about this forever, because you can tell we're both geeks and we love this, but I want to take a quick break. If you can hold on, Jan, I have a few more questions for you, but I want to take a quick break for everyone. Is that all right?
Yep.
Good. You are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my guest today and friend, Jan Marchignani. We will be back with more WordPress in just a minute.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break.